We are on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, and we are trying to figure out what did the Tanna Kamma say that Rabbi Yehuda acted and said Eiser. So yesterday we came up with the shot that he meant anybody that can't marry a Kayin, which is a Geyiris. That's what we're saying now. Again, this is not a final answer, but everybody that can't marry a Kayin, which is a Geyiris, is usher to marry. Is mutter to marry a mamzeres, which means gerim kal gerim leigriko, and Rabbi Yehuda argues, and the Gemara added a twist that it's going not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon permits a geyeris less than three to marry a kayin, and if our Mishnah were going like Rabbi Shimon, then the rule wouldn't be true, because then a geyeris less than three would not be able to marry a mamzer because she's mutter to marry a kayin. The rule says anybody that can't marry a Kayin can marry a Mamzer. Inference is anybody that can marry a Kayin cannot marry a Mamzer. And according to Rav Shimon, that rule is not true. Because you have a Geyiris at two that can marry a Kayin, because according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that's allowed. But she also can marry a Mamzer because she's Kal Gerim. And this kind of Kama holds Kal Gerim Le'ik Rikol. So therefore, it can't be like the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon. It has to go like the Mandem, and it says, all Gerim are Pasul Lakuna, even those under three. Therefore, the inference is anybody that can marry a Kayin, which means a non-Geyiris, can't marry a Mamzer. That's what the Gemara said in yesterday's Gemara. I don't know if we did the Rashi on it. So I will read the Gemara again, and we will do the Rashi in Beit Hashem. Zakt the Gemara. The look of fourth line from the top. Why did we say that this shot can't work like Shimon ben Yochai, who says that under three can marry a Kayin? Why can't it be that this Geiris, that this is over three Geiris, she can't marry a Kayin and she can marry a Mamzeris? Why do we have to say that it's talking about even an under three Geiris? And for the Gemarim Cain, if we would go like Shimon Metzido Tivra, from the side, which means from the inference, we would have a slug up. Because Elatime the Bashal Shem Yamechad. The only reason the Mishnah is allowing a Geyiris to marry a Mamzer because she can't marry a Kayin, which is over three. Hapkusim Bashal Shem Yamechad, the Mutaris love of the Kalkuna, but under three, that according to Shem Bichoy, is allowed to marry a Kayin. Is allowed to marry Asura love of Zebazeb, would not be able to marry a Mamzer. It's not true. Under three, it was Mataris to come to Bekal Kahuna, and she can marry a Mamzer. She's still a Geyiris. It's just not a Geyiris that a Kayin is restricted from, because under three, Reb Shimon says, is not a Zayna. Over three, a Geyiris is like a Zayna. Under three, Reb Shimon says, is not like a Zayna. So therefore, according to him, you'll have a case of a two-year-old Geyiris who can marry a Kayin and can marry a Mamzer. Our Mishnah makes it dependent on each other. If you can marry a Kayin, you can't marry a Mamzer. If you can't marry a Kayin, then you can marry a Mamzer. Here we have a case that you can marry either of the two. That's why it's not like Reb Shimon. It's still pshat in the Mishnah that we're talking about Geyiris. But we're not going like Reb Shimon that permits a Geyiris under three to marry a Kayin. We're going like the Tanna that says no Geyiris can marry a Kayin. So now it's a true fact. If you can marry a Kayin, you can't marry a Mamzer. If you can't marry a Kayin, you could marry a Mamzer.
Above or below three,
then it makes no difference above or below three. It's exactly what we're saying. Not like Reb Shimon that differentiates. Meaning, this answer is a great answer so far, but it can't work like Reb Shimon. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, the reason it can't
really
Reb Shimon
is why? Because the Geyiris that's two can marry a Kayin and can marry a Mamzer.
I can still marry. Okay. I could have told you.
It's a side issue.
That's
exactly, but the Gemara explains it. If we're going to say the like Reb Shimon, we want to tell you why it's not like Reb Shimon. We're not disputing the answer that we said. The Mishnah means anybody who can't marry a Kayin is allowed to marry a Mamzer. It's referring to a Geyiris. That's sad.
Because the first part of the Mishnah says Asurim Lekehuna, right?
Right.
So that can't be like Reb Shimon.
Why?
If it's under three.
Why? So she's Mutter Lakuna, so what's wrong? So the Mishnah's not talking about her.
Again, remember
I heard what you said, and it makes sense. It should be Michael, but it doesn't make any sense.
again, the top part of the mission is talking about Asur Mavo Bikal Kuna.
Okay, I'll tell you that means the Giyar is over three. Who said it means the Giyar is under three?
That's what we're saying right now.
So who said it can't be over three? Why do we have to say it's not the Gim Shimon? It's the Giyar is over three.
The answer to that is...
The inference would be that anybody that could marry a Kayan can't marry a Mamzer.
Okay.
And that's not true, because an under three Gieris, Queen of Shimon can marry both. Not at the same time.
Okay, so
then... The Nukma Babash Sholosh. I think maybe the Rashi before. The like of Shimon, some of the Kamam Bepirkin, Yeris Chusmi Bas Gimuk Sher Lakuna. The Yeris that's under three is Kasher Lakuna. Vachi Kamar. Kol Asurim Lomim Bekal Kuhuno. My Niu the Mar Bahai Klol Yesal Rishaynim. Shasurim Bekal Yisrael. What is that adding to the people that can't marry Jewish men? Yeris Shim Chusmi Bas Shalashonim Vemecha. The Koshki Yisera Bas Shalashonim. All Yerisin, under or over three, Mutarin, they're mutter to marry. Mutarin Hanach Asurim, those who can't marry Kehanim, can marry Giyaris, which is a Giyaris. They can marry Mamzerim, Nesinim, Shluki, Lov, Zebazab. They can marry because they can't marry a Kayan. So what we're adding is there are people that can't marry Jewish people. That's Mamzer, Nesini, Shluki, Asufi. We're adding a Giyaris who can marry a Jewish man, a Yisrael, but can't marry a Kayan. And she's allowed to marry a Mamzer because Kal Kerim, Lo, Ikri, Kol. Why did we have to say it's a Giyaris less than three? Also, maybe the Mishnah is not talking about her. He only allows to marry Mamzeres those who can't marry a Kahuna. That would have told us that a Giyaris under three can't marry a Mamzer. Betzida Tivra means Chuvasa Muchenes Letzidai. The slug up is prepared right here. Asurim Lavazab is at Bitmia.
Tivra, what?
Tivra means breaks, slugs up. Tzida means it's right waiting on the side. Asurim Lavazab is at Bitmia, Hiba Mamzer Mamzer Ba. Bagiaris, keeping the Kalgarim live Kohu. Since Kalgarim is not a Kohu, Lashno Pchusa Lashno Yisera. Wouldn't make a difference what age the Giyaris is. Since he's permitting a Giyaris to a Mamzer, and therefore even a 2-year-old would be mutter to Mamzer. And if you learn our mission is going only by an over 3-year-old, the inference would be a 2-year-old can marry a Mamzer, and that's not true. So therefore our mission is not like a Shimon. And if you don't hold like a Shimon, no Giyaris can marry a Kayan. Period. Even a 1-day-old Giyaris can't marry a Kayan. And therefore, the Mishnah would be saying a very true rule. Anybody that can't marry a Kayan, namely Giyaris, can marry a Mamzer.
What is the difference?
Because Reb Shimon Darshan's from a pasuk, which we will see later in the Perek, it says, Kol Kim Besulois Mizera Beis Yisrael. A Kayan has to marry Besulois Mizera Beis Yisrael. What that means is a matter of machlekes. But Reb Shimon says it means that the Besulim have to happen while she's Jewish. Besulim happen to a girl when she's three. Because the Besulim she has before three regenerate. And therefore, when we talk, when does a woman develop what we consider Besulim? At three. And the Pasuk says that Kayin can marry a girl who developed Besulois when she was Jewish. That's what the Pasuk says. And therefore, if Shimon says, I see from that pasuk that as long as she was three, she was already Jewish, she's not asher to a kayan. Now, there's a reason to that. The reason to that is because she did not have any illicit relationship. It wasn't even possible. Once she's over three, she might have had an illicit relationship, and therefore the Torah asked it. Without getting into detail whether she did or didn't. Once she's under three, it's impossible. So that would be the logic. But if Shimon doesn't learn it logically, he learns from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says a Kayan can only marry a woman, Besulas Mizera Bas Yisrael. There are multiple Pshatim in that Pasuk. The Shimon's Pshat in that Pasuk is, she developed her Besulim when she was already Jewish. A girl develops Besulim that count when she's three. Over three. Yes. The other Tanaim hold even under three. Nobody's more Mekel than Reb Shimon. He's the biggest Mekel. Every other Tana holds that a Geiris, no matter what age, is Asa Tikuna. Yes.
Please remind me if I'm having trouble remembering. A woman is injured by wood. She mutter for a kind.
Injured by what?
Wood.
Is the book saying to mutter the kunas and machlokes tenorim? 1 minute. No, she's mutter terkayin. She's childless as a terkayin gadol.
So this means something. That's what I thought. This means that when we are talking about the sulam, we are not talking about whether or not the hymen is intact. We are talking about
whether it was used by a man, that's all.
What?
Whether it was done by a man.
We're talking about a state change.
Whatever word you want to use.
If a man comes on a girl when she's 2 years old, this does not rob her of her basula.
Correct.
Correct. So we are not talking about a hymen. We are talking about a state change.
Correct, okay. Whatever, yes.
By 12-year-olds, by a girl, 13-year-olds for a boy, or 20-year-olds for both. This is a state change.
Fine, I'm not gonna. I agree with that. I just wouldn't use those words, but I agree with that. Frank the Gemara, the Gemara slugs it up. Uklalu, does this work? Meaning you just set a rule. The way you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, anybody who can't marry a kohen can marry a mamzer. Well, I'll show you somebody who can't marry a kohen and can't marry a mamzer. So the rule, whoever can't marry a kohen can marry a mamzer, is not true.
Even not like
forget about Rav Shimon. We finished
this. No,
Rav Yehuda holds Ger, Kal Ger, no Ger can marry a Kayan. Even not like Rav Yehuda. I'll show you women who can't marry a Kayan and can't marry a Mamzer. Your rule is the Mishnah. Whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. It's not true. Frank the Gemara Klolu, the Chol Asur, Mlava, Bekal Kuhn, and Mutar, Mlava, Zeb, Zeb. Is that a rule that anybody who can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer? Which the Rishonim point out, really extra here, because the Ramana can't marry a Kayan, only a Kayan Gadol. It threw it in because we always throw it in, but it's not really Negeya. Ugrusha and Chalola beside up, they can't marry a Kayan. A woman that's divorced can't marry a Kayan. A woman that's a Chalola, which means her father was a Kayan who lived with a Grusha, cannot marry a Kayan. A woman who's a Zaina, who had an illicit relationship with a man she shouldn't have, cannot marry a Kayan. But they can't marry a Mamzer. They're 100% Jewish. They were born Jewish. They are Jewish. They're not allowed to marry a Kayan, but they're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So how can you tell me a rule, whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer? It's not true. I have a Grusha, a Chalala, a Zayna, can't marry a Kayan, and they're not allowed to marry a Mamzerim. That's true in love of the Kalkuna. That's true in love of the That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Vesu, hamutar aser. Anybody that could marry a kayan cannot marry a mamzer. Vari ger shemutar bekehenes, hamutar bemzeres. A ger, a male ger, can marry a female kayan. And yet, is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So you can't say a rule, whoever can marry a kayan can't marry a kayan, can marry a mamzer. Whoever can't marry a kayan can't marry a mamzer. Whoever can marry a kayan can't marry a mamzer. Because in the female, it doesn't work. Now, you could answer that question. We're not dealing with females. We're only dealing with men. Fine. But the first question is still shver. The rule is not true. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, you call a little bit me a question mark. The chal asurim l'kayim b'tarim l'mamzer. V'su, hamutar aser. V'nilay hitter l'abim b'mamzeres. Elo hasurus l'kahanim. The Mishnah, the way you learned it, said, whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. We are now assuming that Kayan means male and female, a Kayan and a Kehenes. And if that's true, the rule is not true. Because Hamutr Lava B'Kayan, Kalkun Rasa B'Mamzeres. What would you say? Somebody who could marry Kahuna cannot marry a Mamzeres. Not true. Larry Ger, Kiva the Isle Kalkarim Lee Kriko, a Ger man can marry a Kehenes. So he's mutter love and bikuna. Again, we're interpreting now in this question that kahuna doesn't just mean man kahanim, it means all kahuna. So your rule is not true. he was a ger, allowed him to marry a Kayan girl, and he can marry a Mamzeres. Now, you would answer that, don't bring females into the picture. We're talking about men Kayanas. Okay, but we still have the first kasha. And for the Gemara Nubshat. El Amar of Nasim Baraisha Hachi Kamar. So we slugged up that shot in the Mishnah, because if you learn it, it's not true. Call Asurim Lovi Bekal. Asurim Lovi, it was Motarim Lovi Zeb Zeb. It's not true. A Grusha can't marry a Kayan, and she can marry a Mamzer. And for the Gemara El Amar of Nasim. Can marry a mamzer. Whoever a kayan can marry the daughter, can't marry the daughter. That's usher. It's mutter to marry a mamzer. And whoever a kayan can't marry their daughter. Let's try it again. Whoever a kayan can't marry their daughter is mutter b'mamzer. Whoever a kayan can marry their daughter is usher b'mamzer. Who is this person that the kayan cannot marry his daughter? Kerblezna b'Yaakov. Like Rablazim B'Yakov, who says that a ger who marries a geyeris, the daughter is psula lakuna. That's another opinion that we will have later on. Rablazim B'Yakov says not only is a geyeris psula lakuna, but a ger that marries a geyeris, the daughter is psula lakuna. So now, according to Rablazim B'Yakov, a ger that marries a geyeris, the daughter can't marry a kayan, she can marry a mamzer. And anybody whose daughter can marry a Kayan, like a ger that marries a Bas Yisroel, right?
Girl, marry a mamzer.
That's it, exactly. That's what Blessed B'Yakov holds. We'll talk about Blessed B'Yakov when we get there. This is not the
sukkah.
What, I'm sorry?
It's not there.
No. We're mentioning it. The sukkah is later on. But if you want to know how he knows it, the Pasuk says, B'sulas mizera Bas Yisroel. She has to be children of born Jews. That's how he interprets that pasuk. Remember that pasuk? Sulas Mizera Bas Yisroel? Reb Shimon ben Yochai was the biggest makel. He said the Yeresh herself, who developed Sulam as a Jew's mutter. And Blessed B'Yakov says, the girl has to be a girl whose parents were Jewish. Not Giyar Gerim. We don't buy what? Yes.
Wow, so the granddaughter of
if they're all Gerim. All Gerim.
The two sets of grandparents are Gerim. A Ben of a Ger and a Yaris and a Yaris of Ger. Do they make the same?
I think so. Again, we're not holding it to still get out, but I think so. Like a Blazer by Yaakov, we'll try and blow his head. So now we have a noob shot in the Mishnah. Ger. Anybody whose daughter can't marry a Kayan is allowed to marry a Mamzer. Anybody whose daughter can marry a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So a ger who marries a Jewish woman, the daughter can marry a Kayan. His daughter can't marry a Mamzer. So it's not going on the person themselves whether they can marry Kahuna. It's going whether their daughter can marry Kahuna. So therefore, the question that a ger can marry a kahanis, not true anymore. But a ger can marry a kahanis, his daughter can marry a kahan or can't marry a mamzer. But like Blazer B'Yakov, only a ger that marries a geyeris, the daughter is usher to a kahan. So a ger whose daughter is usher to a, his daughter is daughter, so the ger can marry a mamzer. Anybody whose daughter can't marry a kahan can marry a mamzer. He himself can marry a mamzer. Rashi. El Amar of Nasa. Light Tamer Kala Asurim the Tikshalach Amana Lukayan Gadol. Doesn't mean anybody who can't marry a Kayan, but you can ask Amana Lukayan Gadol. The Tikshalach Ger and Medyukia. And then you have a Kasha from Ger. El Hachikama. Tanakama. Kol Shabitoy Asurim Lakuna. Umayi Neil the Maisav Hai Kala Al Asurim the Yisrael. What is this adding? Ger shenasa geyeris, kerblazim b'yakov, damer b'masnisin, ger shenasa geyeris, psula lakuna. Mutarim lov ezeb ezeb, by the ger mutar b'mamzeris, u'mamzer boy. The ilu b'ger shenasa yisraelis, loy matzis lo'okma. Can't talk about a gay that marries Israelis. The man shomet le damer. Now the period. Stop. So Rashi now gets up on a side issue. So let's just get shot in this Mishnah. Shot in this Mishnah now is whoever's daughter can't marry a kayin is allowed to marry a mamzer. So what was your question? An amana, a grusha, can't marry a kayin. And she can't marry a mamzer. Yeah, because a grusha's daughter can marry a kayin. Once we put the daughter in here, so grusha's daughter, chalala's daughter, Zaina's daughter can marry a mamzer, can marry a kayin. Only those whose daughter can't marry a kayin. Then we'll get to there. But what the Gemara is saying now is, your question was a grusha can't marry a kayin and she can't marry a mamzer. Well, okay, you're right. That's not the rule. The rule is whoever's daughter can't marry a kayin can marry a mamzer. A grusha's daughter can marry a kayin. A Zaina's daughter can marry a kayin. No restriction. So that's not who the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about whoever's daughter can't marry a kayin. But before we said whoever himself can't marry a kayin. So we had a kasha, grusha can't marry a kayin, she can't marry a mamzer. Now we're saying whoever's daughter can't marry a kayin. You know whose daughter can't marry a kayin? A ger's. A ger's daughter can't marry a kayin. He's the only one we're adding. Grusha's not shver, chalala's not shver, shayna's not shver. Their daughter can marry a kayin. And therefore the Mishnah meant, whoever's daughter can't marry a kayin can marry a mamzer. That's what it means. We're going to get there. Now, the question is, why did we have to bring Ger Sharasa Giyaris? Why we can't just say, a Ger's daughter can't marry a kayin? Why are we saying only Ger Sharasa Giyaris? There's a Maniyamah that says, a Ger that marries a Matisrol, his daughter can't marry a kayin. So why are we bringing in a Ger Shenasa Giyaris? So Rashi explains, because Rabbi Yehuda is the man that says that a Ger who marries a Bas Yisrael cannot marry it, the daughter can't marry a Kayin. So since Rabbi Yehuda is the next man in the Mishnah, we don't want to explain the beginning of the Mishnah like him. The reason we picked Rabbi Lanza Meyakim and said a Ger who marries a Giyaris, the daughter is restricted, is because if we go like the other man, the eminent says that even a ger that marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter can't marry a kayin, then that's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't want the first Tana to be Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore we stick to Ger Shenasa Giyaris. Yes, doctor, you have a question? No. Rashi. So let's read that Rashi again. So Rashi, the Ilu Beger Shenasa Yisraelis Lematsa Lokma. The man Shomet Leidamar Kayin Asa Lisa Bitaib. Who's the one that says that a kayin can't marry the daughter of a ger, even if he marries a Bas Yisroel? Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Masnissim. Bas ger zocher, kabas chol zocher. He says the daughter of a ger is like a daughter of a chol. But the same Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I serve, Reishalai Rabbi Yehuda, Lohokim Mukmik Rabbi Lazar B'Yakov. Shomer Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Kama, they say, Kal ger v'likri chol. And Rabbi Yehuda heard the Tanya Kama say that a ger can marry a mamzeret. Paul Galeini holds Kalgerim is a Kriko. So now we have a noob shot, the Mishnah. Whoever's daughter can't marry a Kayin can marry a Mamzeris. Whoever's daughter can marry a Kayin cannot marry a Mamzeris. It eliminates the question of Grusha, Chalala, and Zayin. Frech the Gemara. That's not true. Harichol Shinasa Bas Yisroel. Chol. This is the question that everybody jumped on me. Cholo marries a Bas Yisroel. The Kayin asa lisa bitai. The girls can't marry to a Kayin. Basurim nami lo b'zebezeh. And she can't marry Mamzeres. She's totally Jewish. So the rule's not true. Zog de Gemara, like Asha, kub destoy ben Yehuda. There's a Tanner of destoy ben Yehuda that says, we had him brought down earlier, that if a Cholo marries a Bas Yisroel, the daughter could marry a Kayin. So according to that Mandiyama, the rule is true. Anybody whose daughter can marry a kayin cannot marry, can marry a mamzer. Anybody whose daughter can't marry a kayin can marry a mamzer. A bas cholo will be able to marry a mamzer. And if Yisroel marries a chalala, the kid for sure can marry a kayin. Rashi, because the story of Yehuda Sri Latana is done, I'm a bas Yisroel, mikvatar l'chalala. A bas Yisroel purifies chalala. If he, according to the story of Ben Yehuda, correct.
Not allowed to marry
Mom. Not allowed to marry Mom. She's a perfectly Jewish girl. So I'm thinking about that term. The truth is, there's still a problem, which the Gemara is going to ask right now. And that's if a chol marries a chalala. Everybody agrees the daughter can't marry a kayan. And everybody agrees she can't marry Mamzer either. See, we entered a chol shenasa bas Yisrael. But we didn't answer a call that marries a chalala. She can't marry a kayin, the daughter. There's nobody that purified. If one of the fathers is not a chalala, one of the parents, then she's fine. But one of both parents are chalala, then she's not fine. But she still can't marry a mamzer. She's a totally Jewish girl. Totally Bas Yisrael, not a ger. Frankly, come on, a chalala, she knows a chalala, but kayin has a love to be tayin. Rasa nami love is ever there. Kayin can't marry his daughter, and she can't marry a mamzer. But sue him furthermore. Again, what was the inference? That if you can marry a kayan, you can't marry a mamzer. Yeah, again. By again, shenasa bas Yisrael. Again, marries a bas Yisrael. And according to Blazim and Yaakov, kayan mutar lisa bitai, umutar and babas ebazet. The kayan can marry the daughter of a ger and marry a bas Yisrael, but the ger can marry a mamzer, even though his daughter can marry a kayan. Your rule was, whoever can't marry a kayan, whoever's daughter can't marry a kayan, can marry a mamzeres. The inference is whoever's daughter can marry a kayan, then the person themselves cannot marry a mamzeres. Well, I have a ger that marries a bas Yisrael. His daughter can marry a kayan, and he can marry a mamzeres. The rule is not true. The rule was whoever can't marry a kayan, whoever's daughter can't marry a kayan, the father can marry a mamzeres. I have a father whose daughter can marry a kayan, and he could marry a mamzeres. Again, the Mishnah said, whoever's daughter can't marry a kayan is allowed to marry a mamzeres. He himself is allowed to marry a mamzeres. No. The Mishnah is talking about the guy himself. Whoever's daughter can't marry a kayan, that person whose daughter can't marry a kayan can marry a mamzeres. Namely a ger, whose daughter can't marry a kayan, and he can marry a mamzeres. But I have a ger that his daughter could marry a kayan, and he still can marry a mamzeres. No. Zakti Gemara, Zakrashi. The su hamutar lisa kayin bitas love kol. I guess shenasi basi so a mutar love him a mamzer. If he can marry a mamzer, the kal gerim yal yikako, and yet his daughter can't marry a kayin. So the rule is not true. So we tried two pshatim. We tried two pshatim and we hit a stone wall on both of them. First shot we tried is whoever can marry a kayin can't marry a mamzer. Whoever can't marry a kayin can marry a mamzer. We showed that not to be true. Grusha, Chalala, Zayna. Not true. Second shot was whoever's daughter can marry a kayan, can't marry a mamzer. Not true. Whoever's daughter can't marry a kayan, can marry a kayan. Again, Nasa Basi Stroh, his daughter can marry a kayan, and he can't marry a mamzer. And he can marry a mamzer. So at this point, we have no shot in the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah goes in a whole different track. Yes?
This about a girl.
Yes. Yes. Everybody agrees that. That's not a machlekes. A Yisrael that marries a chalala, the kid's not a chal. I'm 99% sure, since I'm 100% sure, but I think it's a Gemara we're going to have later on. That's a Gemara. So now we're back to the drawing board. So we're dropping gear. The tube shot that we started was the Kol Asura meant ger. Forget about it. We're not talking about ger. The Mishnah is talking about totally something else, nothing to do with Kal Gerim. The Mishnah wants to say, who makes a mamzer? How is a mamzer created? The Tanakhama says, anybody married from an erva is a mamzer. Anybody born from an erva is a mamzer, and therefore can marry a mamzeres. Kol asurim love zeb zeb. Sorry, kol asurim love b'kohol. Any erva, love b'kohol does not mean a ger here now. Love b'kohol means anything that the Torah banned within Jews. Nothing to do with geirim, with a geirim. Any iser that the Torah banned within a Jewish population, that's chayv krisus, the child is a mamzer, can marry a mamzeres. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there is no mamzer only from chiv misas bezin. Chiv krisus do not create mamzer. And therefore, one born from a relationship of karis cannot marry a mamzer, because he's not a mamzer. Totally different issue. Forget about ger. We're having a basic machlokes that the Mishnah Yevamos Daf Mem Tes has. What creates mamzer? The Mishnah Yevamos about three opinions. Rabbi Kiva, chayv lavin. Shimon HaTzimoni, chayv krisus. Rabbi Shua, chayv misas bezin. The machlokes in this Mishnah is between Shimon HaTzimoni and Rabbi Shua, is between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. Does chayv krisus create mamzer? A person lives with their sister and they have a child. Can that child live with a mamzer? With a mamzeres? According to the Tanna Kamma, the kid's a mamzer. He can live with a mamzeres. According to Mishu, he's not a mamzer. He can't live with a mamzeres.
Why is he a mamzer?
Because the Mishu holds that mamzer only comes about from a relationship that has a chi of Mises Bezin in it. Sorry? Rabbi Shua says it in Yevamos, Rabbi Yehuda says it here. I'm sorry.
He says it already.
What? I don't have an answer to that question.
I mean, it's not as bad as before we had the kid of the parent. This is a different thing.
My father-in-law have a mamzer. What is that child? Yisrael? Playing Yisrael?
Yeah, he's a pug.
First of all, and also...
And that doesn't allow him to marry everybody.
Kayan. A girl would not be able to marry a Kayan.
And also, if you're going to start bringing two, like you said, your mom is over there, bring three. What happened to that third one, the Amar?
Rabbi Kiva?
Meaning, if this is the increment, this is like what brings a monster, to bring all three Shitas here.
By the way, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Why bring it here? We already had it in Yevamos.
That's what I said.
Yes, the Gemara is going to ask that.
Only the Gemara asked it? No, we showed it anymore?
Talk to Gemara right here. Talk to you. Let's read it inside. El Amr of Nachum Rabbah Vuach, Mamza Machoyz, Mamza Meshi, Shishi Giminayu. Tanah Kama Sabra, Vila Mamza Machoyz, and Nam, you have a Mamza. Rabbi Yehuda Sabra, Meshi, says, have a Mamza, Machoyz, and Loi, have a Mamza. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mamza Machoyse Krisus, Mamza Meches Ish, Mises Bezm. Ike Benayah, La Begair of Ligo, forget about Gair. El Mixlava, Yes, Mamza Machayve Krisus. Vahoki Kamer. Kalan Elod, the Mitsuri Erva, Mamzerim Pain. Anybody born from an Erva is a Mamzer, or Mutarim Lovis Abazak, can marry a Mamzeris. Hani Chayve Krisus, but they Chayve Mises Bezm. Somebody who has a child from a sister, that child can marry a child born from an Ashes Ish. Even though one is a more severe Isser and one is a less severe Isser, the result is the same. The kids are Mamzerim, they can marry each other. Mamzerim. Rabbi Huda Isser love Echaiva Krisis, B'nei Chaiva Krisis, B'nei Chaiva Mises Vezin. The Xavier, A Mamzer, I'm a Chaiva Krisis, the time and before is be a Vamas. Daf Memtes.
What's interesting is that Rabbi Huda really being Mamzer, or is he being Vakal?
He's making less mamzerim.
Right.
So therefore, it has a chumrah that he can't marry a mamzer.
Yeah, but the first part.
Correct the Gemara. My kamashul and tanina. It's a beferish of Mishnah Yevamos. Eizem mamzer kolshu b'lo yava giver b'kiva. Kiva says a lav. Shimon atamani amikol shchiyam mokalos b'day shemayim v'alochik kintorov. Rishu amikol shchiyam mokalos mises vesem. Lama rava ger ramoit and nubsha. Let's do Rashi first.
We slugged
it up because why bring it in this Mishnah to Mishnah Yevamos? No, we didn't. That's how we slugged up one chapter four. Why would we have to think of a new thing that Abishol meant? Because if not, why is he here? Rashi. Look, Rashi, Tanina Pukta Akhriti Bamasnisa, but Tanoi Akhrini, other Tanoim. The Lomelay Rebbe Lemisni, the Tarti Bobby Nisni Hassan, the Gabri Bishua, the Khain Abir Yuzai, the Gemara. And for the Gemara. And this is the final answer. So we had, we didn't know Pshat. We came up with Teretz 1, Teretz 2, Teretz 3, slugged them all up. And now we get to Teretz 4. Now you know what the test is going to look like.
This test is a lot harder than last week's, that's for sure.
Zuck the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Amar Ella Amar Rava. Ger Avoini Mayavi Iki Benayu. The question is, if a Ger Amayni, who can't marry a Jewish girl, can he marry a Mamzeres if you hold Kau Gerim Ikri Koho? This Amayni was Megayer. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Kau Gerim Ikri Koho. Can he marry a Mamzer? Or not? So what the Gemara answers now is that he's not a, he is a ger, he gets Mavdiyayna. Can he get Mavdiyayna?
Yeah, but,
well,
he's not allowed to marry anybody else.
So let's read the Gemara, okay? Zuck to Gemara. Zuck Rashi. Ger amayni mayavi. Does Rashi say anything? Zuck Rashi? No Rashi. Is there Rashi? No. I just want to read four more lines. Come on. Call us. Can we wait in a second? Iki Benayu? Is it Rashi? No. Guys, Iki Benayu was going before. I already read that Rashi. Zanti Gemara Amar Rav Gera Mani Miyavi Iki Benayu. Kalachi Kamar. Call us through and blah 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 blah. My new Gera Mani Miyavi will turn blah blah blah. The mission is saying that a Gera Mani can marry a Mamzer because Kal Gera Mani Iki Kol. Now that Rabbi Yehuda argues. So, call us through and love it, because the reason we didn't want to learn Ger is because didn't mention the word Ger, and Ger is Mutta love of Bacol. So, we had to learn it meant Kal Kahuna. Why were we forced to learn that Kal means Kal Kahuna? Because a Ger is allowed to marry Yisrael. So, we mean call us through and love of Bacol. Now, we're saying it's going in a Ger Amayni. He can't marry a Jewish girl. He can marry Mom's a friend to Gemari Haki, my Rebutizer. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't argue with that. He can't marry a Jewish girl. Like Baruch Mai just said, what do you want the guy to do? He can't marry a Jewish girl. He's not a regular ger. Something more, you're right. Kwachi Kamar. Ava Pish Rabbi Yehuda Eiser Ger B'Mamzeres. Hani Mili Ger the Royal Love of Bacol. I'm a ger, I'm minding me of it. Ain't Royal Love of Bacol. And for the Gemara. There's no Machloikas in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, any ger who can't marry a Jewish girl can marry a mamzer, even according to Yehuda holds Kal Ger Mikriko.
What's
Osir? Even though he's Osir by a regular ger, by Ger by Nimi Yavi, it's Mater. So Yehuda Osir doesn't mean he answers this case. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who answers a regular ger from marrying a mamzeres, this ger, who can't marry a Jewish girl, can marry a mamzeres.
That's what you do. I'm working with a guy tonight.
Yeah.
Can I do this? Should I do this with you?
Yes, doctor.
Yes, I was going to make an observation which strikes me. Marfush's question, although Rashi's already Marfush's question, so he doesn't hate, but this really is a question. So whether or not Ezra Mitzri is Ezra, does the modification change the nature of the reference?
Maybe. But again, the Gemara gets to it.
I know the Gemara got to it.
Zuktrashi. Avabi Shubala Yabi. Abishaina Obavav Havlad Mamzer. That's from Kiva. Kosh Chayav might be a Karsh Vede Shemayat. Kosh Chayav Mobis is Bezen. Avachai Bekis is Loi. Vatayim is a Kulim of Harsh Vivamas. Zeb is Zek. I'm Mamzerim. I'm Mamzerim Behem. Yachem I Rebut Iser. Hanivadi Li Ikri Ko. He can't say that these Gerim are called Ko. But they cause the love of a Ko. The answer is Hachi Kamer. Claim is a kula chatanahu. The Mishnah is one Tana speaking. Reb Yehuda saying, I hold a regular ger can't marry a mamzeres, but a ger who can't marry a Jewish girl can't marry a mamzeres. By the way, maybe you should learn this with your partners in Torah.
That was the first time.
Torah can do things. Doesn't have to be. This is Torah.
How can it be getting at mamzeres?
not in this Mishnah. The Tanakama is Reb Yehuda. The Gemara is very satisfied with that. Rabbi Cohn was not, and he says his partner in Torah will not be, but the Gemara seems satisfied with this answer. That was shot is like this. The first Mishnah said a ger can marry a mamzeres. The first Mishnah holds Kal ger im lo yikrei. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, it says, by a ger, I'm minding my yavi, I agree. But by a regular ger, I don't agree. So this is Rabbi Yehuda arguing in the first Mishnah. But he is the only Tana in our Mishnah. He's saying, I agree by the gers that can't marry into a Jewish girl that they can marry a mamzeres, but not a regular ger.
Wait,
now, Ayin Tassamad, now, Samach Tassamad Aleph.
Between a regular ger and what?
And a ger amaydi. A regular ger can marry a Jewish girl. Zakir Ben Yehuda, Kal ger if we go. He can marry a Jewish girl. He's part of Judaism. He's a regular person. He can't marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he holds. But a ger amayni, who doesn't have the ability to marry a Jewish girl, but Yavid B'Kal Hashem, he can get Master Yaina, but he can't marry a Jewish girl. He can marry a mamzeres.
Any way to clean his lineage?
No. Yeah, girls. He can clean up the girls. He can marry a Giyaris, and all girls will be kosher. I might even let mine.
She had a choice, no?
Her father was a
Giyaris. His father was a guy.
Yeah.
Giyaris
can't
marry a
mamzer. Because of Yehuda, cannot marry a mamzer. The first time in the Mishnah, that was Samach Tev, that a Giyaris can marry a mamzer. Reb Yehuda is arguing in the first Mishnah. So we had the first Tana in the last Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we only have one Tana talking. He's saying, I agree by certain Gerim that can marry Mamzeres, but I don't agree by all Gerim. Only certain ones are allowed to marry Mamzeres, and those are the ones that are can't marry a Kol. Namalik, doesn't, we haven't mentioned the word Amalik one time in this whole Masechta.
Will
we? No.
Can Amalik be Megayer?
It's a big Machlaik. It's nothing to do with this tomorrow.
I know.
Pashtas, yes. Pashtas, yes, but I'm not Pashtas. The Ram I'm talking about, I don't remember what he said. What? It says, Amakabum Gary Mamalik. This is a Gemara that says, Amakabum Gary Mamalik. What happens exactly, that means I don't know. I'm not holding the Sugina, I don't know. I'm not going to comment. But it's nothing to do with this Gemara. We're talking about Amayni Mayavi, we're not talking about anybody else. Tana Rabbanan.
There's no Lo Yavo by Amalek.
What's the problem?
He just texted his boss. He's not coming in today.
Okay, I will take a few minutes to review what we did today. We really covered a lot of ground today. Not only, I don't care how many lines we learned, but we covered a lot of ground. And originally, the Mishnah thought...
Where's he from?
Ahmed Aleph. Originally, the Mishnah thought that Rabbi Yehuda Eitzer is going on Gerba Mamzeres. The problem is, the Tanakhama never said Gerba Mamzeres is mutter. He said, Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol. A Ger can marry Kol. So he's not talking about a Ger. So that was our problem that started this whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Eitzer, what is he answering? A ger b'mamzeres? But he's responding to a Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama wasn't talking about a ger, because the Tanakhama said whoever can't marry a Jewish girl, a ger can marry a Jewish girl. And if you stopped right there, we could have given the last answer right away. We're talking about a ger amayni mayavi. But the Gemara at that point thought there were two Tanoim in our Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara said, okay, Kal doesn't mean Yidden, Kal means Kahuna. Whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. Who? Kiyiris. She can't marry a Kayan, she can marry a Mamzer. Reb Yehuda says, no, Kalgarian Mikri Kosh cannot marry a Mamzer. Problem is, the rule is not true. A Grusha, Chalala, Zayna can't marry a Kayan and can't marry a Mamzer. How can you say a rule, whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer? So we switched. Whoever's daughter can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. He can marry a Mamzer. Problem is, a Ger marries a Bat Yisrael, his daughter can't marry a, could marry a Kayan, I'm sorry, and can't marry, and he can't marry, and he can marry a Mamzer. Whether he marries a Gyaris or marries a Bat Yisrael, he's the same man. I'm not interested in her. The Mishnah says whoever's daughter can marry a Kayan would not be able to marry a Mamzer. So how can a Ger marry a Mamzer? If he has a daughter from a Jewish woman, she can marry a Kayan.
He can't marry a Kayan.
He's allowed to marry a Kayan. He's allowed to marry a Mamzer. Answer?
No, according to everybody.
According to Tanakama. That's what we're saying the Tanakama holds. That's what Rabbi Huda is arguing on. Yes. So we had him before they said Ikrikol. It's not a good thing. And for the Gemara, we're not talking about Gerim, we're talking about Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Mises Bet. Tanakama holds a Mamzer is from a Chayvei Krisus, Reb Yehuda says only from a Chayvei Mises Bet. Except the problem is, why do we need this Mishnah here? It's a parish of Mishnah Yevamos, that's where it belongs.
But why don't we tell you that there are two other opinions that say that argue the same way?
So we should have said it in Mishnah Yevamos. Achein haya Reb Yehuda haya b'kidvarov. That's what Rashi says.
Today?
Yeah. So now the Gemara goes to its final thing. We're going back to a ger. And there's no machloikis in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds kargeir ikri kohol. Cannot marry mamzeres. But there's a certain kind of ger that can marry mamzeres, and that's the ger amayni mayavi. Because he can't marry a Jewish girl, so he can marry mamzeres.
Reb Yehuda
Oser means? Reb Yehuda, even though he asks a regular ger from marrying a mamzeres, this ger he permits to marry a mamzeres. And everybody should just have a wonderful day. Bye.